We got the Pirates manager, Derek Shelton, coming up at noon. Some tough questions for him and that team moving forward. Anything on your mind you'd like to ask him at 412-928-9370? A correction to make. When I was referring to Jack Sawinski as perhaps the worst player in baseball this year, I said that the Astros cut ties with a guy who had similar numbers in Bobby Abreu. Of course, that's Jose Abreu. Thank you for the kind corrections. Point being that Sawinski was at like a minus something something WAR, which is your overall rating as a player, and it ranked him 548th in Major League Baseball, right around Abreu. And Abreu was so bad that the Astros literally ate tens of millions of dollars to get rid of him. And one of my questions for Shelty, Paul, is just going to be, at what point is it detrimental to Sawinski to have him here? He looks like a guy who's just broken, because now his defense looks like it's being affected too, doesn't it? Have you seen some of his throws lately from the outfield?
That's what I said last. That's what I said. You know, the last night when he just sort of, I don't want to say lollygagged, but that the ball up the middle, right? And Elly De La Cruz, he's really fast, by the way, which situationally you need to understand. Okay, Elly De La Cruz is up. He's fast as can be. I need to charge this ball hard and get it in quick.
Yeah.
And their sense of urgency just wasn't there.
And the same in the game the other day where the Tampa runner hadn't even hit third base when Sawinski fielded the ball. And he threw a one-hopper to the cutoff guy. It was sort of astounding. The fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. And the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's take a call, city limits. Perhaps somebody has a Shelton question suggestion. Go ahead.
Here's Greg in Slippery Rock.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. Everybody's advocating for the Pirates to make a trade, and I have a different perspective. After 5 years of tanking and supposedly acquiring a lot of talented players, they're still a horrendous team. So I don't want to make a trade because I don't trust their judgment. Instead, I want Nuttington to fire Sheldon, replace him with somebody that has connections to the Dodgers, Braves, and Cardinals, some teams that play that are good at evaluating talent and developing it and play sound fundamental baseball. And then once the new GM's in place, replace that talking head of a manager, Derek Shelton, with somebody that's more competent and has a better plan, then we have to do better.
It sounds like, and I got asked this.
Ridiculous.
I got asked this week in my Post-Gazette mailbag. They're four games under right now. Things haven't been going particularly well. And the overall roster, you know, offensively is, you're right, disastrous. So where do you put the blame? They offered me Nutting, Charrington, Shelton, players. I said, in order, the blame for me would be Charrington 1, Nutting 2, players 3, Shelton 4. You, Paul?
I would say if I had to blame, I have to put Charrington first.
Me too, yeah.
I mean, Charrington 1, players 2, Shelton 3. Well, see, the thing about it is... Charrington was probably one, followed by Nutting, followed by the players, followed by Shelton.
That's what I had. How about you, sir?
Yeah,
what order would you go in?
Probably the order.
Well, I would love them to replace the owner, but I know that's not going to happen. So that's why I'm saying get rid of Charrington to start with, and then the subsequent moves of Shelton and his coaching staff. I believe they're just incompetent, and I think it's time to change things.
Man, I'll say this much, and I appreciate the call. It's a miracle that this hitting coach is still here. I mean, it's incredible. Who's gotten better of their young hitters? And I'd ask Shelty about that as well. So some tough questions coming up for the Pirate manager. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. High of 87 today with sunny skies. We're going to be talking also some Steelers coming up, some NHL coming up with Game 7 last night, but the Pirates are topic number one by a long ways here.